All right. Get ready to dive into art history, everybody.
Yeah.
Because today we're tackling a painting that's practically bursting at the seams with drama, you know.
Yeah.
Ecce Homo by Antonio Cesari.
Oh, absolutely. This painting, it's not just a painting, it's an experience.
Totally. It throws us right into the thick of things, right?
Yeah.
This pivotal moment in history. And Cesari, he just nails the raw emotion of it all.
Mm.
So, for folks who might not be familiar, what exactly are we looking at here? Set the stage.
Okay, so we're in Jerusalem. Imagine, like, the heat, the noise, and right there in the center, it's the moment Pontius Pilate presents Jesus to this, well, to put it lightly, a very conflicted crowd.
Yeah, conflicted is a good word. You can practically feel the tension radiating from this crowd.
Yeah.
One thing that immediately jumps out, at least to me, is how Sissy, he puts Jesus right smack dab in the middle,
right
front and center.
Yeah.
It's not subtle at all. Yeah. So we got to ask, what's the big deal with that? You know, composition-wise, like, why is that so important?
That's a great question, and it gets right to the heart of how artists like Cesari communicate, right? It's intentional. It's not just, oh, let's put Jesus in the middle. By placing him there, and think about it, he's in this plain white robe, stark contrast to everything else going on. Your eye goes straight to him. Boom. Focal point. He becomes the center of all the chaos, all the emotions swirling around him. You can't look away.
It's true. You're drawn right to him. And speaking of emotion, whoa, Cesari, he did not hold back. I mean, we're talking a whole buffet of human reactions on display here. You've got anger, doubt, fear, maybe even a little bit of pity in there. It's a lot.
It is. And that's where Cesari's real genius comes in, I think. He was a master of realism. He wanted to capture the rawness, the unfiltered emotions of this moment.
And you can totally see that in the detail.
Oh, absolutely. Like, look at the way he paints the eyes of the people in the crowd. Every single face tells a story. You mentioned doubt. There's this one figure right behind Jesus, and you can practically see the questions swirling in his eyes. It's like Cesari reached into his soul and just put it on canvas.
It's wild. Now, you mentioned realism, and that got me thinking, this was a huge deal in art back then, right? Like the 1800s.
Totally. In the mid-19th century, when Cesari was painting, there was this whole movement towards, like, portraying the world as it really was, warts and all, right? They wanted to move away from the idealized perfect figures of the past.
Get real, right? Show me the nitty-gritty.
Exactly. And Cesari, he was all about that. He embraced it. And you see it, like you were saying, in the details. Look at the way he renders the fabrics, the textures, even the way the light hits the wrinkles on people's faces.
It's those details that really bring it to life.
Yeah.
It makes it feel, well, real.
It makes you feel like you're right there.
Yeah, totally. Like you could just step into the scene. Speaking of, another thing that really struck me, and I found this super interesting when I was reading more about the painting, was Cesari's use of light and shadow. It's not just there for, you know, pretty effects. It feels super intentional, symbolic even.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Light and shadow, they were like secret weapons for artists, especially back then. They could use them to guide your eye, to create mood, to even hint at deeper meanings.
Whoa, sneaky. Tell me more about that.
Okay, so in Ecce Homo, notice how Jesus is often bathed in this, like, soft, almost heavenly light. It's most noticeable on his face, I'd say, in his hands. But then you look at the crowd, and they're mostly shrouded in shadow. It's subtle, but it speaks volumes. You've got this stark contrast between light and dark, good and evil, innocence and guilt.
Mind blown. I never would have picked that up on my own.
Well, that's why we're here.
Seriously. It's incredible, though, how much artists can say without ever uttering a word.
Mm.
Just through these visual cues, these techniques, it's powerful stuff.
It really is. And it's proof that art, it transcends time. It speaks to something deeper within us, which is why Ecce Homo, even though it was painted centuries ago, it still resonates so strongly today. It's still relevant.
So, for someone listening, checking out this painting maybe for the first time, what do you think Cesari wants us to take away from it? What's the message, you know, beyond the brushstrokes?
I think at its core, Ecce Homo is a painting about choice. It's about confronting our own biases, our own prejudices. Cesari, he places us in that crowd, and he's asking us to look inward. How would we react in this situation? Would we be part of the problem, or would we stand apart? It's a powerful question, and it's one that I think each viewer has to answer for themselves.
That gives me chills, I'm not going to lie. It's like he's saying, this isn't just some historical event. This is happening now. What are you going to do about it?
Exactly. And that's the mark of truly great art, isn't it? It challenges us, makes us think, makes us uncomfortable.
So the next time you find yourself face to face with a work of art that moves you, that sparks something inside you, don't just glance at it. Take a moment, really look at it, unpack it, because you never know what you might discover, not just about the art, but about yourself.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, that just about wraps up our deep dive today. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Until next time.